True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Let's go to Chris in Franklin Lake. How are you, Chris?
Oh, I'm doing great, Yvonne. How's Tiki doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. So we have to come to a number that if you catch a ball in your career of going to the game, that you get to actually keep them. Because yesterday was a perfect example. I catch the ball, actually, surprisingly, in my hat. It was foul ball.
Right.
And everyone's looking at me, and there's young little kids around, and everyone's hooting and hollering. When is my chance? Do I have to go back to being a child? I would like to keep one of these balls.
That's a great question, Chris. Mm. What he is referring to is that when you catch a foul ball at a game, you are going to be publicly shamed unless you give the ball to a kid. If there is a kid in your section, you're going to be publicly shamed that ball has to go to a kid. Mm. And here's my perspective on this. First of all, I got my kids with me. I don't want them getting a ball from some stranger. I got to be honest with you. Either they're going to get the ball themselves or I'm going to catch the ball. I don't need someone else giving them a ball. And when they do, it's like an awkward, all right, thank you. I mean, what are you supposed to do?
All right.
So I actually feel bad for the kid and the kid's parents who get said ball. Because it's
Why
like
do you
a
feel
pity
bad
ball.
For them?
Because if you're me, what are you supposed to do? I don't want my kid getting a ball that way. I think it's disrespectful.
Yeah, but your kid's going to be excited about it.
I understand.
Doesn't care how he gets it.
Well, I think they're wrong. I think they need to learn.
Maybe the parents, mom and dad, are embarrassed by it, but the kid doesn't care.
But I want him to get the ball the old-fashioned way. Like he
yeah,
got
but how
it?
Is he getting it the old-fashioned way when guys, grown men, have gloves or they're just bigger? They can box you out.
Sometimes you don't get stuff in life.
You gotta climb up on the chair and like jump for it. Like, how the hell is a kid getting it by himself unless it lands and scuttles under the seat or something?
Or maybe mommy and daddy get it. But when someone gives it to you, because I feel bad for Chris. Mm. Think about Chris's story. He goes to Yankee opening day. He catches a foul ball. And because there's a kid in his section, he gets shamed until he gives the ball away to a kid.
It's a disgrace. It's an absolute disgrace. That's whoever the kid is with, they're not there on their own. They fight for the ball. If not, life lesson. You don't always get what you want.
That's my point. Mm. That's my point, by the way.
Or always take a ball with you.
Yes, now, pretend it. Right.
Unless you're an absolute pig and you box out kids like that moron who writes the book that everybody kisses the ass of and you get 100
balls
a year.
What's that guy's name again?
I forgot.
He's made it a cottage industry of like catching foul balls and everybody hates him.
Everybody hates him.
Yeah.
Now that's a little too much. Enough is enough at some point.
You are listening to WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York. It's an Odyssey sports station. Chris is calling from Bayshore. Hey, Chris.
Yeah, hey guys, how are you?
Good. What's up, dude?
I got a couple of things. First of all, Bad Tiki is probably the funniest segment on radio, any kind of radio. Yeah. It hits it every week. It's just tremendous. Yesterday was great.
Our writer is outstanding.
Writer? It's an actual AI. I mean, what are you talking about?
Mrs. Met really got that seat meat.
I mean, it's great. Even the tone of it, I mean, it's just great. It sounds so real, and the, like you said, the writing is great. It's tremendous. But I had a comment. Like, you know, talking about Soto on opening day, I mean, you got two all-stars going at each other. And the count being what it was, and he drops that filthy pitch. I mean, you got to move on. You got to tip your hat. You got to move on. I mean, it's two all-stars battling, and the guy won. And it means absolutely nothing in the scheme of things.
Well, it doesn't mean nothing. They lost a game. I mean, they could miss the playoffs by one game. I mean, think about last year.
And you don't want to get off to that same start that you had a year ago.
No. Yeah,
nobody's fault, but it just is what it is. Actually, it was the bullpen's fault, but you know what I mean. 0-5 to start the season.
Yeah.
Felt despondency creeping over the organization.
And if the Mets start 0-5, there will be panic. There's no question. I hope that this start is just reasonable. Give me 3-3 on the road. Mm. And that's being very reasonable because the Miami Marlins, who they play on the back end of this road trip, I was looking at their roster yesterday.
Tiki.
I'm like, who are half these people? And I love baseball. And I'm like, wait a second. They got a guy pitching this week. I think he's pitching today. His name is Connor Gillespie. My reaction was, Connor Gillespie? That son of a bitch hit a home run off J-Riz Familia in the wild card game in 2016. How did 9 years later him become a pitcher for the Marlins? And I realized it's just a different person. He spells Connor differently, and he spells Gillespie differently.
Is it one N or two?
It's one N. I don't know. Mm. That got me confused.
If it's one N, he's Irish. If it's two, it's just it's an American mess up.
I do have good news for Mets fans.
Yes.
Very calm. Take a deep breath. If you start off 0-5, as we know, the best way to end a losing streak is to have your ace go and stop it. And you saw your ace yesterday. Pitched a hell of a game.
Nah, stop with that. It's not our ace.
It's a great job by Clay Holmes.
Don't give me the Clay Holmes trolling.
That's a big time ace.
Not yet.
Did the pitching lamp work yesterday?
Not yet. This is for you as a troller with the
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
And it's even for my fellow Met fans. Clay Holmes was not great yesterday, but it wasn't panic worthy. There was a lot of... You know what that reminded me of? And you guys have to appreciate this as Yankee fans, right? Clay Holmes and a lot of his blown saves would run into some bad luck where there would be command issues and then weak contact that turns into base hits.
Yeah.
That Cam Smith hit that set up the inning where they took the early lead was weak contact and command issues. Like, it wasn't overwhelmingly concerning, and it's one start. So to Yankee fans, but also to Met fans who are already given up on the Clay Holmes experiment, let's take a deep breath.
He wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I mean,
didn't get a quality start. Only went 4 2/3, but it is what it is.
I didn't say he was good, but it's not like...
It was horrible. He gave up 3 runs.
It's not bad. And really, the third run was because of that atrocious throw by Acuna.
Well, no, I wouldn't say atrocious. Yeah. He slightly missed his target.
Nah, don't play this game.
What do you mean, don't play this game?
It was a horrible throw. No, he had a great bat a few innings.
The transition was bad. He had a bad transition.
What is going on with him and Acuna? What am I missing?
Are you sleeping with him?
Did you see the at-bat he had in the ninth inning?
What does that have to do with
his throw? That's what's going on.
What does that have to do with his throw? His at-bat was one of the great at-bats you'll ever see. I love his at-bat.
I'll tell you what's going on
here. But the defense gave up. He gave up a run.
Can I tell you what's going on here?
Yeah.
Earlier in the show, you can go back on the app and rewind. You basically said Acuna had a horrible game, and I took offense to that.
No, what I said was he had a horrible game that was saved by his great at-bat.
He had a lot of great plays in the field, including that play.
Jordan.
What?
The play against Jordan?
Where Vientos picked it, he picked it, then Pete picked it, and then there was that hot shot that he had a nice play on where he wasn't even looking, and then he had the great at-bat.
What's going on with you and Acuna? Sean's right. Because this is not like a real conversation.
I publicly endorsed Acuna to
be... I know, but you can call people out when they do something wrong.
You could love them, still call them out.
But I could also defend the guy who had a good game.
Wife, but you can do that.
He had a better game than Evan said he did earlier, in my opinion.
It was... Like, what are you going... If he hadn't had that ninth inning at bat, what would you have remembered about the game? You would have remembered the bad throw. That just is what
he gave up a run. I mean, that was an extra run that was thrown away.
Evan is just being overly technical, just like he was with Juan Soto and his strikeout to end the game.
Well, I'm not being overly technical. That was a huge error in the game, Teague. I mean, come on. That's not like a small thing.
I know that. Yeah. But after the ninth inning, you less remember the throwing
100% because the at-bat was so ridiculous.
It was just so good.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So if you're being really critical, you're going to remember the error.
You know what happened with Luis Sandoval?
But if you're going to judge the whole big picture, you're going to say, yeah, but he had an unbelievable at-bat that loaded the bases.
What happened with Acuna is there's a new thing we have to realize with him. There's lights-on moments and there's lights-off moments, as Francisco taught us. So when he committed the error...
It's funny. It's like exactly what Lindor said.
Exactly. When he committed the error, it was just a game in March. Mm. Who gives a rat's ass? It's like, okay, it happens. I'm bored. I'm bored by this. It's March. It's the Astros. Who cares? Lights off moment. But when he came up in the ninth against Hader, two on, nobody out, down by three runs, that's a lights on moment. So there's certain people in this world who are just too cool for school. I'm not good enough to do a show in the middle of January, but if you give me a show in July, I'm in.
All right, he's trying to play second, like jazz.
Yeah.
Jazz is too cool for school, but he makes the plays.
He does. Luis Angel Acuna has lights off moments and lights on moments. And his credit, he was awesome in the lights on moment.
He made one error last year. So
we're talking about yesterday.
I understand that, but the lights are on last year.
All right, time out.
I think you're a little hard on
him. Hold on, let's get back to Sean's question.
Okay.
What's going on with him and Acuna?
I believe in him. I think he's an expert.
No, I'm asking Sean.
Oh, Sean. Oh, sorry. I'll leave the room.
I don't know, but of all the things for Tommy to be positive, I don't understand. You could bash a player for a game, for moments, and still love them.
Yeah.
I booed Giancarlo on opening day. I still love that he's a Yankee. And I don't understand this.
Are you ever going to be able to criticize a player?
It's starting to feel like Daniel Jones syndrome here with him.
Oh.
Is that what's going on?
I don't know what that means, but I would say that.
Me neither.
You made reference that he had a bad game. He slightly misthrew a ball.
Tommy, he made a terrible throw. Come
and he had two great plays in the field.
Stop being an apologist. You're being an apologist. That's what Daniel Jones syndrome is, by the way.
Yes. Oh, yes. One of the truthers? Oh, no, that was Zach Wilson. And then there were the Daniel Jones apologists.
Yes. You're going out of your way to make excuses for somebody that you have no reason to make excuses for.
Here's what's beautiful.
I'll remember that when Russell Wilson is 10 for 27.
Week. He's not going to play for the next week anyway, so it's all good.
Well, that was just about to say. Like, this was his one chance to play.
No, he better play because he had a great at-bat in the ninth inning. Because I just think he's better than Beatty, but I just want him out there more.
Beatty had five home runs in spring training.
So does this mean, I want to get this straight before the season really, really starts. So are you going to be the opposite with Beatty that you are with Acuna? Like, he'll rip a double and you'll kill him and be like, well, you know what?
No, I will not kill him. I do think Acuna is better, though.
All right, that's fine. You know what my opinion is? Whoever's better, just play.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a rat's ass.
Well, at least we know now Positive Tommy goes to the Binghamton Rumble Ponies, too. It works there as well.
All right, thank you for that.
You don't get the joke.
I do.
What?
Yeah, I get it. Actually, I don't get it.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.